Today is a special day, and I asked you last night to remember to pray for our sisters in Mobile and elsewhere, the visitandines of the Order of the Visitation, because today is the feast, and interestingly enough, with all the changes in the calendar, but we go by this calendar, this saint has like three feast days, and so I'm glad about that. Anyway, St. James Francis de Frémyot de Chantal. St. James Francis was born near Dijon, France, of a noble but agricultural family who had lands and properties and animals and so forth. She was the only daughter of her father. Her mother died, and her father was very, very difficult. Of course, some of us, I haven't. My father was a saint, but other people have experienced that fathers are real pains in the neck and lower than that, too. But anyway, she got along with it, and he told her, you have to get married. Now, she, at this point, had not experienced any particular vocation, but she married the Baron de Chantal, and with him, I think she had one or two sons. A lot of them caused her a lot of suffering. That happens to us who have sons, spiritual or otherwise. And anyway, her husband died, the sons went off, and I think they also died. In the meantime, as a baroness, she was invited to the great banquets in Paris of the king and the queen. And there, seated near to her, was the wonderful and very holy bishop from Switzerland, St. Francis de Sales. And he looked at her, and of course she was all dolled up with jewels and lipstick and whatever else they used in the 1600s. And he told her, "Madam," and of course they were talking about she had desires to do something more, maybe to found a monastery. By this time, the vocation was coming. It's not always apparent. And so he told her very simply, "Madam, if you wish to belong to Christ, why are you painted up like a clown for all these idiots here? Get rid of all that. Get rid of the jewels, get rid of the makeup, and start dressing more modestly." Oh, I wish I had his words to tell so many people. You'd be surprised how many people come here, especially on a Saturday, old people in their 60s and 70s in shorts and showing everything they don't have any longer, but they think they do because they're not thinking well. What a horrible shame that people come to the holy house of God, to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The only one who's almost naked and is there as a sacrifice is Jesus Christ. Not the Blessed Mother, not the saints, not even Mary Magdalene, who was not necessarily a charlatan, but she was possessed by seven demons. Mary of Bethany also was possessed by seven demons. So they're mistaken in the Martyrologies, but they were dressed properly for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So St. Jane got in touch with St. Francis, and they began speaking, and very soon was born a new order for the Church, the Order of the Visitation. Our Lady's Visitation to St. Elizabeth, to St. Zachary, who brings grace to Jesus, of the Jesus Christ, to St. John the Baptist. And so today, we honor her. Her monasteries have grown throughout the world, and one of her concerns was the many girls that were roaming around, most of them orphans, or whose mothers were evil and had just thrown them out, and she thought about housing them and educating them. It's very important. Catholic education. Of course, that's very hard to find nowadays. Catholic education is most important. Salvation depends on a good Catholic education. And most people don't know it, but the Visitandines in Mobile from 1812 to 1956 or so had a school for girls. But at that time, the world was changing, and parents did not want to lock up their daughters for 12 years or whatever, and so the school went out of commission. There was nobody there. But the monastery stayed, and is still there, and we have prayed them through many crises. I remember one time there were only 5 nuns, including the 98-year-old Mother Superior, and now there are over 20, and they're sending nuns to other monasteries that they will not close down, because vocations are not easy to come by. For some reason, much more difficult for females than it is for men. We have many men who are called to the seminary, to the priesthood, but there are fewer and fewer women. They're too interested in their makeup. So pray for vocations for women. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.